Readings and homily for March 26th.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our responsorial psalm this week can be found on page 108 in your hymnal, number 108.
With the Lord and His mercy and hope. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Short version. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The sister of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "The illness is not to the end in death, but it's for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
I cannot lie, I found $10 right there with the right in front of me. So I don't know if it was mine or Deacon Roberts, but I'll put it in the collection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, we come to this crescendo in the scrutinies that we're going to be having for our elect tomorrow, finishing up those three wonderful stories. First of all, you know, the woman at the well. You know, we all thirst for God in some way. The man born blind. We're blind in many ways of truly seeing that true presence of God and following him. And then now we have something pretty permanent, death. And we look at that, and when and how often do we die to ourselves and live for the other? Or when have we died, turned away from God, and truly died in that manner as well? But there's many characters in today's gospel who come to mourn the death of Lazarus. But of all these characters, let's look to Martha, who expresses in one line a situation that is all too often ours. A situation in which we have experienced a loss that is dear to us, and we could do nothing about it. Martha believed that Jesus was a miracle worker and a great healer. So she was convinced that if Jesus could touch her brother, Lazarus, he would not die. But Jesus arrived too late, as Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And we hear Martha say, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." If only Jesus had been there, but he was not. Martha's words of sad resignation characterize many moments in our lives. Moments that could be captured in the phrase, "if only." If only our son would not have gone out that night. If only our daughter did not fall into that group. If only I would have pushed my children coming to Mass and the sacraments. If only I had been faithful to my spouse. Martha speaks of our own resignation and regret to Jesus. And it is good news for us that she does not stop there. There's another line that she adds, a line of faith. She says, "But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Martha knows she cannot do anything about her situation, but her faith in Jesus is real. So Martha hands over her life to our Lord. In this powerful moment, Martha moves from hopelessness in the face of death to trust. Trust in someone who loves her. And we are invited to do the same as we count all the losses in our lives, as we grieve over the mistakes that we have made, as we fret over all the if-onlys that never happened. We are invited. We're invited to entrust our lives to the one to whom all things are possible. We're not promised that our beloved dead will come back to this life like Lazarus, or that our regrets will become happy endings. But we are reminded that there is the one greater than us. And that is always a wise thing, to trust in Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the world to come. As the time of Christ's suffering and death draws nearer, let us ask our Heavenly Father to lead us through the dark moments of the Passover of his Son to the glory of his resurrection.
For the church and parish community, that we may share the vision of the gospel compassion and mercy in our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ, the light of the world, may cast out rivalry and the worship of power from the minds of the leaders of nations. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ, the light of the world, may kindle hope in the hearts of those who know that death is near. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our children preparing for their first communion, their parents, teachers, God, that God open their hearts to the reality of his presence in the Eucharist. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who provide medical and pastoral care that they may open our eyes to the wonders of God's love for us in all life and creation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are mentally or physically disabled, that we may be given the grace and wisdom to help them to use their gifts to build the kingdom of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the faithful departed, especially for Mary Rocha, mother of Father Rocha, for whom this Mass is offered, may she one day wake and rise in the light of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We also pray for the repose of the soul of Raymond F. Tapco, father of Janet McCaffrey. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, here are the prayers of your church. Bring forth to resurrection the people who trust in your promises. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.